Welcome, this is the High Contrast Masterclass, Shaping the Drop Impact in Ableton Live 12 for a Deep Jungle Atmosphere. This is an advanced workflow lesson using only Live 12 stock devices and routing techniques. I'll guide you through creating a roomy, textural, and powerful drop for drum and bass, tightening transients, preserving and sculpting the low end, adding spatial and spectral movement, and delivering a musical hit that sits cleanly in the mix. What you'll build in this lesson: a drop bus architecture that routes drums and bass into a processing group with parallel slam and AIR chains. A multiband, mid/side approach for keeping subs mono while widening highs. Atmosphere return channels using hybrid reverb and grain delay for jungle textures. Automation and sidechain shapes that create a clear contrast from build-up to drop. Reusable live rack chains and mapped macros for fast iteration. Prerequisites: have a break or drum rock, a bass track split into sub and mid-bass, some pads or noise for atmosphere, and an arrangement where the drop starts on a bar boundary. First, prepare routing and groups. Create a group called Drop Bus and route all drum channels, breaks, hats, percussion, plus your bass channels into it. Keep the individual channels inside the group so you can parallel process them. Inside Drop Bus, create three chains: DRY for the clean feed, SLAM for a parallel saturated / compressed layer, and AIR for transient / high frequency enhancement plus reverb sends. Use an Audino effect rack chains view or separate tracks inside the group depending on your workflow. Create two return tracks, RIIR with hybrid reverb and an EQ8, and R grain with grain delay followed by frequency shifter. Next, basic glue and transient emphasis on the Drop Bus master chain. Insert drum bus first. Keep drive small, around 2-5%. Dynamics set very subtle, 0-6%. Damp roughly at noon. Automate the transient knob, start at 0% during buildup and jump to +25-40% at the drop transient. This gives a controlled emphasis similar to high contrast style punch, without over distorting. After drum bus, add glue compressor for cohesion. Use about 4:1 ratio, attack 3-10 milliseconds, so the initial transient breathes. Release 100-250 milliseconds or tempo synced if you prefer. Aim for roughly 2-4 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. Build the parallel slam chain inside Drop Bus. On slam, add saturator set to analog clip. Drive around 3-6 dB with a warm color. Optionally, add overdrive with low drive and tone to taste. Insert EQ8 and high pass the slam chain at around 40 Hz to remove low end. Add a compressor with a fast attack, about 1-3 ms. Release 40-80 ms. Ratio near 6:1 for heavy transient control inside the slam chain. Blend slam under DRY. Start slam level around -10 to -6 dB relative to DRY, and map a macro to increase it by 3-6 dB at the drop. Create the AIR chain for high frequency shaping and width. Put an EQ8 in mid/side mode. In mid, apply a low cut at 30-40 Hz and a gentle dip at 200-400 Hz if things are muddy. Inside, apply a high shelf boost of about +2-+3 dB above 6-8 Hz to widen cymbals in detail. Follow with a utility device for width control. Use 100% width in the buildup and automate up to 110-160% at the drop if needed. But be careful, too much widening introduces phase problems. Send some of AIR to RAIR at the drop. We'll automate those sends shortly. Manage sub and mid bass carefully. On the SUB bass track, start with EQ8. Remove anything below 20 Hz and consider a slight dip around 200-500 Hz if it clashes with mid bass. Add a compressor that's sidechained to a dedicated kick or transient HIT track, a short transient clip that represents the drop hit. Use peak detection. Attack 0.5-2 ms. Release 60-120 ms. Ratio 3-6:1 and set threshold so the sub ducks 6-10 dB on the hit. This clears the transient while keeping low-end energy. Configure the atmosphere returns and their tails. RAIR, hybrid reverb settings. Pre-delay 20-40 ms to separate reverb from the transient. Early/late balance around 30/70 for a sense of space. Size 40-60% for density. A small amount of modulation for movement. Apply a high cut around 8-10 Khz on the reverb tail if you want to find sizzle. R grain. Place grain delay with granularity low to medium. Sync time to 1/16 or 1/8 dotted values for rhythmic texture. Feedback 15-25%. Dry/wet 20-40% via sends. Follow with frequency shifter with small modulation for metallic jungle texture. If you want tightly chopped tails in the buildup, use a gate or a sidechain triggered compressor after each return and automate it to open at the drop. Now shape automation to create contrast between buildup and drop. For buildup, tightening a few bars before the drop, reduce drop bus slam blend to -6 to -10 dB, narrow AIR width with utility down to 70 to 85%, low pass RAIR with an auto filter cutoff around 5 to 8 kHz to keep atmosphere subdued, and slightly increase reverb dampening or reduce decay to control energy. At the instant of the drop, the first quarter to half bar, automate the following. Drum bus transient up +25 to +40% immediately at the hit. Open slam blend quickly via macro for an additional +3 to +6 dB with a fast envelope. Let the SUB sidechain duck as configured, and a momentary mid-bass transient boost by eking a 2 to 5 kHz presence and using a quick compressor attack. Increase AIR utility width to 110 to 140% over 0.25 to 0.5 seconds for a quick spatial expansion. Automate sends to RAIR and R grain up rapidly between 0.1 and 0.5 seconds for a short textural bloom, then let the sends settle back to a lower steady level. For post-drop control over the next half to two bars, automate reverb decay and dry slash wet down or gate tails to avoid smear. Lower slam after it out one bar to prevent fatigue and crossfade back to DRY for movement, and use multiband dynamics on drop bus or master to control tonal balance. Compress mids and highs slightly more than sub to retain low-end power. Master and final touches. On the master, insert EQ8 in M/S mode. High pass the mid at 18 to 25 HE. Add a slight high shelf on the side of about +3 dB above 6 to 8 kHz, and tame 300 to 600 HE in mid by -1.5 to -3 dB if it's muddy. Add multiband dynamics gently, low band only subtle gain reduction, mid and high bands a touch more active to blue transient energy. Finish with a limiter ceiling set to taste, around -0.3 dB, but use it sparingly to preserve dynamic impact. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't saturate your whole drum slash bass bus. Keep slam parallel and high passed. Saturating everything muddies the low end. Don't widen subs. Apply width to side slash high content only. Keep sub mono to avoid phase and club system energy loss. Don't send bass to long reverb without high cutting the return. That smears punch. Don't let long reverb tails run over the drop. Automate returns or gate tails. Don't over automate tiny values that create jitter. Make automation deliberate. Fast ramps for hits, longer curves for atmosphere. Don't ignore pre-delay. Without it, reverb will steal transient clarity. Pro tips and workflow shortcuts. Save your drop bus rack as a preset with macros for slam amount, AIR width, drum bus transient, SUB duck amount, and RAIR send. Reuse it across sessions. Use a transient hit clip on a muted transient HIT track routed to sidechains for consistent ducking across projects. For very fine attack boosts, use clip-based automation, because clip envelopes are sample-accurate and easier to snap to beats. For jungle texture, automate small randomization on R-grain parameters to keep tails alive. If you don't have an LFO device, automate small offsets manually. Check mono compatibility often by setting utility to 0% width. If the mix collapses, you've widened something you shouldn't have. Use hybrid reverbs mod and diffuse to add shimmer, and pair this with a small EQ cut around 400 to 600 Hz to avoid boxiness. To make the space breathe, automate a subtle low mid lift in the first one or two beats after the hit, then bring it down gradually for perceived movement. Automation shape and timing details. For the drop transient, use an extremely fast envelope. In clip automation, draw a steep exponential ramp of 5 to 25 milliseconds rather than a linear ramp for immediacy. For slam fade, use a curve that spikes in 50 to 200 ms and decays over 0.5 to 1 bar. An S-curve works well to avoid a mechanical click. For reverb slash send blooms, use a short attack of 30 to 120 ms and a slower decay of 0.5 to 1.5 seconds, so the atmosphere blooms after the transient without masking it. If you need instant bloom, increase reverb pre-delay to preserve the hit. Use clip envelopes for micro automation whenever you need sample accurate timing. Sound design and chain variations you can try within the same approach. Slam chain flavor options. Dynamic tube for valve-like grit, or a multi-band approach that saturates only upper mids to keep sub-purity. AIR chain alternatives. A bright short plate via hybrid, reverb, or a subtle auto pan sync to 1/4 or 1/8 notes for movement. For grain delay, try dotted or triplet settings to create jungle swing. increase feedback a bit for metallic tails, but always HBF the send, sub and mid bass fine control. Set a mono crossover for sub anywhere between 80 and 120 Hz depending on your arrangement. 100 Hz is a good starting point for DNB. Use EQ8 in M/S mode on sub to apply a steep low cut in the side at around 100 Hz so side energy under that is removed. For sub side chain timing, use a very fast attack, 0.5 to 2 ms, and a tempo where release sync to 1/8 or 1/4 notes so the ducking feels musical. Multiband and transient strategy. Use multiband dynamics on drop bus for frequency targeted control, gentle low band limitation, stronger mid compression, and slightly more high band glue for cymbals. Combine drum bus transient automation with multiband dynamics for more surgical control. Creative automation ideas without overcomplicating. Randomize subtly. Map tiny random offsets to grain delay time or frequency shifter amount to avoid static tails. Create short gated reverb stutters in pre-drop measures as tension builders, using quick gain envelopes on RAIR, CPU and session management. Freeze and flatten heavy return tracks when you're happy to save CPU and lock in transient behavior. Use utility gain for level adjustments instead of duplicating clips. Bounce heavy texture loops and resample grain delay tails so you can re-import them as audio layers. Checks, /B and refinement. Solo the SLAM and AIR chains individually to hear their contribution, then return to full mix and nudge levels. A/B test by bypassing drum bus, SLAM, and AIR independently to ensure each element is purposeful. Listen to a longer loop at different levels for 5 to 10 minutes. Fatigue reveals excessive high frequency whitening, too much saturation, or reverb smear.